You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 65, Q&A episode. How do you start a new role as a leader when your team is still working remotely? Welcome to The Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Cara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. Let's talk about leading remotely, specifically starting a new role as a leader when your team is still working remotely. How do you build relationships with your team? How do you build relationships with other people inside your organization? That is exactly what we are going to talk about in today's episode. Now, you may have noticed at the beginning of this episode, I announced it's a Q&A episode. So this question was sent in from someone named Holly via LinkedIn. She is one of my connections. Holly listened to a previous episode, episode 54 of this podcast, How to Lead Virtually and Remotely in 2021. She found it really helpful with a lot of valuable tips, but she wanted more specific information and guidance on leading remotely when you are starting a new role in a new team. So that is how this episode came about. And I thought this was a great question to tackle. If you are going into a new role as a leader and the majority of your team or the majority of your organization are still working remotely, how do you build relationships with them? How do you even establish your brand as a leader when everyone is working remotely and you can't meet with people in person? Now, the question sent in from Holly was, if you are going into a new role and the majority of your team and organization are still working remotely, how do you establish your brand and key relationships and lead when commencing a new role in this very different environment? I thought this was a fantastic question to tackle and a really nice angle on the other episodes I've done around leading remotely or leading virtually. So basically, when you are starting to lead a new team or when you start a new role as a leader, there is a certain period of induction or commencement that needs to be taken seriously. It helps you start off your new leadership role on a positive note. Now, before COVID, things like this weren't so difficult. In-person interactions and contact with people, getting to know people, it wasn't very difficult. So it made it a lot easier for you when you were starting a new role as a leader to establish your leadership presence, to build relationships inside and outside of your team. But with in-person contact being severely restricted over 2020 and 2021, it has made it very challenging for many people when they start their new position as a leader and with a new team, especially if that team is still working remotely because you can't see them, you can't spend time with them in person. It's not impossible to develop relationships with your team or others inside your organization when everyone is working remotely. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you 7 things that you can do as a leader of a new team to help you build trust, to build relationships, and to build rapport with people in your team. As I was planning out my answer to Holly's question, I realized that there is so much to talk about for me to provide a good and helpful answer for you. I couldn't fit it into one episode, so I decided to create 2 episodes out of this. And in today's episode, I will be focusing on building relationships with your team and with others inside your organization. Next week, I'll be focusing on how to build your personal brand remotely. Before we get started with today's episode, I do want to remind you about the free download from my website. A lot of people have already downloaded this and taken advantage of this. It's a 21 idea guide on how to become known as a go-to expert. And this is linked to some of the previous episodes I did. I recently did a 3-episode series on becoming known as a go-to expert, why you need to become known as a go-to expert, how to become a go-to expert, and then how to establish your go-to expert reputation on LinkedIn. So following those three episodes, which were already really popular, I created this free download, and that is available on my website if you want to download it when you have finished listening to this episode. I'll put the link for that in the show notes. Okay, let's get straight into today's episode because we do have a lot to cover. Now, the first thing you need to do when you start a new role as a leader with a new team is you need to get to know them. That's the first part of any new leadership assignment. You need to know your team and they need to know you. This is a really important part of starting any kind of new leadership role. It's the only way you can work together effectively, build trust, employee engagement, and all of those good things that you want as a leader to ensure the success of your team and your company as well. Now, the challenge when leading remotely is that you can't do this in person. You can't shake hands. You can't catch up with people in the office and have casual conversations with them. You can't pass by them multiple times in the corridors and simply wave and just really get to know who they are. All of these are important interactions with coworkers or with your team, and they've completely disappeared. It doesn't mean that you need to forget about establishing rapport or getting to know your team, but it does make it more difficult. It does make it a bit more challenging for you as a leader. So if I were in your situation, Holly, this is what I would do. I would first email my team as a group, introduce yourself briefly, and mention that you want to set up a group video call to get to know everyone. So remember, you've never met them. They don't know who you are. You don't know who they are either. So organize a group call, video call, Zoom call, Skype call, whatever it is. Suggest a time of day for this call. It doesn't need to be a very long email. Most of your introduction to your team will be done during the video call. So keep this email brief and short, and the purpose of it is really just to schedule a group call with the whole team at some stage. Then you have the group call, and in that call, you do the normal introductions from the leader, and everyone from your team does their introductions as well. Make sure everyone has some time to talk, around 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes each, to tell you as a leader who they are, what they do, what things they're working on. And an important part of this call is that you're going to give your team an activity to do. Now, the purpose of this activity is to further get to know your team and for your team to get to know you as a leader. So what this activity looks like is, during the Zoom call, you tell your team that you are going to give them 5 questions to answer. And they all need to jump on their own Zoom call without you. You don't attend this Zoom call. They need to get on a Zoom call together and answer these 5 questions. I'll tell you what those 5 questions are in a moment. Once they have answered those 5 questions together as a group, they report back to you their answers. They basically tell you their answers. You, as a leader, also answer these 5 questions. And when you have your answers and your group has their answers, everyone gets together on another Zoom call and you discuss the answers to these questions. So what are these questions? Well, the first one is, what do we already know about leader? Second one is, what don't we know but we would like to know about leader? Third one is, what are our fears or concerns about our new leader? Fourth one is, what do we hope for with our new leader? Fifth one is, what recommendations do we have for communicating, dealing with issues, meetings, etc.? And then you can add in any other questions you think might be helpful or important for you to know about your team as a leader. And then you as a leader, as I mentioned, you have the same questions that you need to answer about your team. And then once you have all answered these questions, once you have your answers together, then you jump on another Zoom call and discuss your answers. And this will give you a lot more understanding about your team, about who they are, about how they like to work, how they like to communicate, which is important for you to know about as a leader, so you can ensure that you communicate with them and you interact with them in a way they like. It will also help your team understand a lot more about you as a leader. What kind of leader are you? What are your expectations? What are your communication preferences? And once you get all of this out in the open and everybody knows where they stand, it will create a more harmonious atmosphere in your leadership team. especially in such a chaotic environment that we're going through right now. Now, if you want these questions, because I understand you're listening to this on a podcast, you probably didn't write them down, but I will put these questions in the show notes for this episode. So they will be on my website for episode 65 of this podcast. So once you have gotten to know your team, the next thing you need to do is help your team understand your goals. As a leader, it's your job to identify and to set goals and a vision for the team. That's what leaders do. What do you expect the team to accomplish in the first 6 months? What are your priorities as a leader? What are the priorities of your team? You need to have these expectations and direction clear so that everyone's working on the same page and is working together. When working remotely, it's much easier to have people go off on their own tangent and do their own thing. It's harder to keep an eye on your team and know if they are working toward your goals as a leader and working in the direction that you want and also working together. So when working remotely, you have to be a lot clearer about your goals to ensure that the people in your team understand what they are and really understand what they need to be doing. The best way to help your team understand your goals is by repetition. So tell people what your goals are in the initial Zoom call that you have with them. Tell everyone as a group so everyone is aware and everyone is hearing it at the same time. Reinforce your goals by email. So whenever you have email interaction with them, remind people of your goals whenever it is appropriate. And also remind people in any phone calls or any kind of other interaction you have with your team. Remind them what your goals are, what is the direction you are going in. Do this where possible without sounding forceful or sounding like a micromanager, because nobody likes that. Once you have helped your team understand your goals, the next thing you need to do is to decide the best way to communicate. And this has already been touched on a little bit in the activity I mentioned. When it comes to communication, you need to be clear on communication preferences for each team member, and they need to be aware of your communication preferences too. Then you can meet somewhere in the middle and decide what is the best way for you all to communicate. And think about, do people prefer video conferencing? Do people prefer phone or email or instant messaging when working remotely? Or maybe it's a mix of them all, depending on what message or type of conversation you're going to have. When you find out from your team what their preferences are, it shows respect for them and it helps you to build rapport. You also need to know what are the best days or best times to talk with them on phone or even video conference. Keep in mind that a lot of people might be homeschooling their kids. With their kids around, with their spouse around, the middle of the day may not be the best time for a video call. Mornings might be better. Later in the afternoon or evenings might be better. So find out what are the best times or the days to have a video call or a phone call or email or whatever the method of communication is. And when you're communicating by email or instant message, miscommunication can happen very easily. So what I recommend you to do in case miscommunication does occur, just suggest getting on the phone to clear things up with that person. This will help you avoid any rifts in the team. It will encourage people to just jump on a call and clear things up if they don't understand something, if they think you mean one thing but they're not quite sure. You need to be really clear, and your team needs to be really clear on communication during this time. It's also important to provide different communication abilities for people, as in they need to be able to have video conferences, email, instant message, via Zoom, via Slack, Microsoft Teams, whatever it is, because this really helps ensure that you're giving everybody on your team the ability to communicate in the way that they feel comfortable. So think about the communication for your team and decide on the best way you all can communicate with one another. Once you've done that, then you can open up a free talk time with your team. Now, the idea behind this is that you, as a leader, you block off on your calendar, probably on a regular basis, a question or a free talk time with your team members. And during this free talk time, people from your team can come to you, jump on a Skype call, jump on a Zoom call, because you're there waiting already. They can come to you with any concerns they have have, with any questions they have, or with any struggles that they're going through and they need to talk to you about. So this will really help your team feel less alone. It will help them feel a lot more supported by you because you physically can't be with them, right? But if they know that once a week on Friday afternoon or whatever time you decide to set it at, if once a week they can simply jump on to a Zoom call or Skype call with you without scheduling it, it will help them feel a lot more supported by you as a leader. And it will also help you get to know your team as well. You can do this daily, you can do this weekly, you can do this fortnightly, however often you think you need to do it to provide good support and build good relationships with your team. So after the free talk time, then what is important is to empower your team to make decisions. So the most successful companies during COVID have enabled their team to make decisions. And I talked about this in episode 59 of this podcast, the top three soft skills for future leaders in 2021. And decision making was one of the top soft skills that I talked about. And what I really referred to in that episode was how many companies during the COVID period, many of the companies that moved fast and pivoted or changed direction if they needed to, they did it because they empowered their employees to make decisions and to make fast decisions as well. The reason behind this is when you empower your employees to make decisions, the decision making, it has been decentralized. It's being delegated to other people. So it's less that you have to worry about as a leader. Now, obviously, you can't empower your team to make all decisions. You may not want them to make all decisions. You probably don't want them to make all decisions or very important decisions, but you can allow them to make decisions about their work and about their role in the current environment. And when you ask them what communication preferences they have, you know, how do they want to communicate with you? How do they want you to communicate with them? It's one example of this, is giving them that freedom and the ability to decide how they want to work during this time. And this gives people a stronger sense of control over their work and over their environment, which a lot of people do need right now. The whole world seems out of control. It seems very chaotic. People are suffering from this. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of anxiety. And people's work life is completely chaotic now with kids around and with a spouse around and even pets around. So if you give your team a sense of control over their work life by allowing them to make decisions when they need to, it will help them feel more empowered. It will often lead to better results, less stress, and they'll probably be happier as a team. The next thing you can do is to organize a virtual pizza party. I love this idea. Perhaps it's because I absolutely love pizza. It's one of my favorite foods. The idea for this, though, is not so much about the food, but the idea is about the organizing a social gathering with your team to reconnect and to build rapport with them. So it doesn't have to be pizza. The food could be anything at all, but the purpose is to bring everyone together in a non-work mode at the same time to relax and to connect with one another. And if you're going to organize this activity, this is how you need to do it. So let's say you're using pizza as the food. What you want to do is make sure that pizza is delivered to every employee at their home at the time of the video conference. So everyone jumps on a video conference together. You have scheduled this into your calendar and their calendars as well. Everyone is going to be attending, and you as a leader organize that pizza will be delivered to everyone's house at the time of the video conference. So you can all sit down on the video call, eat pizza together. You can't physically be in the same room, but you can do it virtually. And this is a really good idea to help build team spirit, to help people get to know one another on a more casual basis. And the last tip I'm going to share with you is to get to know other leaders inside your organization. So at the beginning of this episode, I mentioned about how you need to get to know your team. That's a really important part of leadership when you're starting a new role, but you also need to get to know other leaders inside of your organization. Because you will be working with these people either directly or indirectly. You need their support. They need to know who you are, what you are responsible for, and vice versa. So in order to get to know other leaders inside of your company, the first thing you need to do is write a list of who you need to get to know. So when you start your new role, work up a list of the names of people inside your organization you want to get to know or you need to get to know. Contact each person by email, instant message, whatever method you use, and suggest a video call with you and with two or three other leaders. You can also do it one-on-one if you want, but it will obviously take a lot more time. And then you have your video calls. You repeat this until you've had video calls with everybody on your list. Now, what you talk about in your video call, that's really the more important thing here, not so much organizing it. But during the video call, what you want to talk about is your responsibilities in the company. You need to understand their responsibilities for their team in their department, their part of the company. This will help you get a broader overview of the company, and you will start to understand how a lot of things work inside the company. It's also helpful to understand how the organization or how their team has been impacted by the pandemic. And this will also allow you to get tips from them as to how they lead remotely. So if you are a new leader and you've never led a team before and you're doing it for the very first time remotely, you can probably get some really good tips during this kind of call. And you also want to go into detail on how you can help them, how they can help you, and vice versa. So carve out 30 minutes every week for these kinds of networking calls to build relationships inside of your company with other leaders. Well, there you have it. 7 ideas on how to start a new role as a leader when your team is still working remotely. I hope that you got from this episode that creating a positive work environment is really important. Establishing relationships with your team is really important. Rapport with your team is really important. And also with other people inside the company. All of this is crucial for your success as a leader of a new team. So I certainly did pack a lot of advice and tips into this episode. Holly, I hope you found this useful and helpful for you, and I hope everyone listening did as well. As usual, check out my YouTube channel for a related video, which will come out in a couple of days from this podcast episode release. And don't forget to download your free download, How to Become Known as a Go-To Expert, from my website. The link for that is in the show notes. Take care. I will be back next week with another episode on building your personal brand when working remotely. So come back and listen to that episode when it is published. Anyway, thanks for listening to this one, and have a great week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.